Let's bring in our guest to talk about what he thinks is going to happen today. If I can stop coughing. It's Craig Bolanos from the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on.
Hey, Scott, good to be with you. Hey, I don't know about you. I got a hangover after yesterday, man. That was an 83-point reversal on the S&P.
No kidding.
Failed test of the 50-day. I felt like I was living in the dot-com bubble.
Yeah, you know, well, NVIDIA came out, and everybody thought that, I mean, I don't know. It's a big part of the indices, but the indices still were able to roll over it, right?
No, they were. You know, and I think all it reminds everybody who's listening is that the market never discounts the same information twice, right? Remember that blowout data they had back in May that helped surge this entire market move? Well, you know, you just didn't see the same thing this last go-around. I mean, the numbers were fantastic, but the market's never going to discount the same thing twice, right? And the ginormous rally, which is the adjective or adverb I'm going to use this morning, I mean, you think about the three pillars over, you know, March to August, ever since the Bank Term Funding Program came in and nationalized the banks and prevented the arrest. It's nothing more than what? It's been some falling inflation, the belief that the Fed is almost done because everyone's priced in the no landing or soft landing scenario, and I guess we're going to find out in what, hour and change, whether or not the soft landing is on the Federal Reserve's mind.
Didn't we have kind of a rocky time last time he spoke last year at Jackson Hole?
You know, I don't recall that, but I do know the market tends to trade fine, usually post-Jackson Hole. I mean, I was looking at one of those historical scorecards because, again, history shouldn't be a mystery. It tends to repeat. You know, I think the momentum is usually 70 to 80% to the upside in the three trading days following J.H. Jackson Hole.
Right.
Double-check that. But, yeah, maybe he did fumble. I don't know. It's a big meeting. I mean, I think Jackson Hole is a bigger meeting than NVIDIA because I don't think anybody was shocked that they hit, you know, home run.
So we got an Atlanta Fed that thinks we're going to have a 5.8% GDP. We've got an unemployment rate of 3.5%, a 40-year low. That looks all hunky-dory and good, and a lot of folks have been saying that's why they've been whistling by the graveyard. And we also still have that Fed watch tool at the CME telling us that, no, they don't think they're going to raise it the next meeting, but there's a chance they do after that. It's kind of drowned out the folks that think that we're going to get a rate cut. Where do you stand?
Where do I stand? I stand this. I mean, I honestly thought terminal Fed funds rate was going to literally come in at 5 1/8. I literally remember back in the month of May driving in my car coming from the Birmingham airport. That's where I was listening because of business travel. I'm like, yep, that's the pause. We might actually be done. And now I'm in the camp that, oh my heavens, is it true? Are we going to see terminal Fed funds all the way near 6? I mean, I got a 2-year treasury over 5 right now.
Yep.
That said, I think the burden of proof for investors right now, I think the burden of proof lies with the bears. It does. The burden of proof lies with the bears. And you want to know what I can't wait to talk about next week? Scott, we got what? Kay Schiller. We got the Holmes. We got the Jolt. We got July PCE. I think we got the August jobs report coming out. We got August ISM. I haven't seen a week next week with economic data. Holy cow, we're going to take our cues. But I think there's a chance this market wants to continue to go higher. And I think the Fed's going to have to give some additional ammunition. Rates are going to go higher, and they're certainly going to stay lower or higher.
All right, so when you say the burden of proof lies with the bears, what do you mean by that?
Well, when I say the burden of proof lies with the bears, I mean, I saw the PMI data this week. I mean, it came in at 50.4. But I think there's not enough compelling evidence. There's not enough evidence all mounting together to create a case that we're going to be trading at S&P 36 to 3,800. I just can't get behind that incredibly very bearish sentiment yet. I mean, we're going to have to put up some really awful economic data for everyone to remind me that I should be buying a ticket to get onto Recession Island. I'm just not.
All right. Well, it's one of those things. Time will tell. I hate saying that. That's a bad cliche in this business, but that's the truth. So appreciate you coming on very much. Craig Bolanos, Risk Management Group, Risk Wealth Group in Chicago. Thanks for being on, Craig. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.